audio update for Tuesday, October 14th, 2008. Got some injury news and some shakeups with cards, as well as fight announcements on Topher today, as well as Jake Shields' radio interview, and we'll start today with UFC's return to Japanese TV. They announced today that they are returning to WOWOW, the pay outlet in Japan that features American programming over there, where UFC was broadcast from 2001 to 2007. Yet it was actually announced yesterday that the UFC signed a two-year deal, and it's going to begin with this weekend's UFC 89 event. They're going to broadcast the events on short delay, and it's good for them to get themselves back into the Japan scene and television scene, and see what they can do to increase exposure over there, as Dream has gone under just kind of a slide in ratings from show to show, and it'll be good exposure for UFC to get back over there, especially with the cards that they've got coming up. This is perfect time for them to be setting this up for over there, especially when you've got the big Vanderlei Rampage fight coming up in December. Of course, with those two having the first two fights in their series over in Pride in Japan. So that's good news for the UFC and more on their expansion. Jake Shields is he's a smart man. He understands where he's at with Elite XC. In an interview with Tag Radio, which is the radio partner with MMA Junkie, Shields talked about how he has no problem fighting at 170 pounds if he has the right people to fight. And he says, obviously, besides the UFC, there's just not a lot of huge fights for him right now. WAMA's got him number 3 in their welterweight poll, and he's the only one not affiliated with UFC or WEC in the top 10. Quote Jake Shields here, there are some really good 185-pound fighters outside the UFC, so it puts me in a situation where I'm kind of stuck. I have to go up in weight or fight guys that don't have the same name recognition. Later on, he also says, to get the big fights, you've got to fight the guys with equal name recognition, so I'm stuck in a situation where either I have to go to the UFC or fight up a weight. And it's true. He's got no one to fight in Elite XC at 170 pounds. Plain and simple, they don't have anyone there to go against him. Were he to get thrown into the UFC, were he to come in, he'd have a chance to prove himself, to prove that he belonged in that group of names up there, and he'd find out quick, because there are many, many, many talented welterweights in the UFC, and it's just clear to him that that's where the entire division is, and really where he needs to be if he wants to stay at that weight. So we'll see what happens with that, and if he just decides to move up to 185 and test the waters there in Elite XC, which again, he could go through some of those in that division, and it wouldn't take long to find out that there's not the competition there either. A couple of injuries here for UFC 90 for next weekend. Goran Reljic was supposed to fight Talis Laitis on the undercard, and Reljic suffered a back injury, and he is out of the show. He made his debut at UFC 84, taking on Wilson Gouveia, scored a second round TKO in that fight, so we'll all hope to see him back in soon, and hopefully the injury doesn't sideline him too long. Obviously, he's an undefeated fighter. He's 8-0 overall, and he is he was set to take on Talis Laitis, who is coming off the split decision victory over Nate Marquardt at UFC 85, who's also he's only lost one fight in his career as well. So that was going to be a good undercard fight, which unfortunately is not going to be taking place. And even more unfortunate now, Diego Sanchez is out of UFC 90. He was set to take on Thiago Alves after Alves scored the victory over Matt Hughes at UFC 85. And that was considered by most to be a number one contender fight for George St. Pierre's welterweight title. And Diego has come up with an injury in training, and he's out of that fight. And Josh Koscheck is stepping in with 2 weeks' notice. Koscheck was scheduled to fight Yoshiyuki Yoshida in the main event of the Fight for the Troops UFC Fight Night 16 on December 10th. And right now, he's still scheduled for that event. I suppose it depends on what happens with the fight with Alves now as to whether Koscheck is able to participate in that fight for the 10th. But Koscheck is jumping at the chance to get his name back up there. And come in and score a victory over Alves in what would be a huge win. And, well, it doesn't have the same appeal that the Sanchez-Alves fight would be, and I'm not at all the biggest Josh Koscheck fan. I can admit that the man has stepped up his game since he's come out of The Ultimate Fighter, and he's turned into quite a fighter, and this should still be a battle, and could be a good fight. Could be a really good fight, and will be a decent replacement for Diego Sanchez. So, Sanchez out, Koscheck in at UFC 90, Relgic out as well at UFC 90. UFC 91 news, the main card has been finalized. The untelevised undercard will feature Matthew Riddle taking on Ryan Thomas, Mark Bocek against Alvin Robinson, Jeremy Stevens against Rafael Dos Anjos, George Gurgel against Aaron Riley, and Dustin Hazlett against Tamden McCrory. One or two of those could end up on that main card, depending on what we get. But the main card is a good one. Main card is a good one. Demian Maia and Nate Quarry should be a really, really good fight, probably to start off the show. Gabriel Gonzaga against Josh Hendricks could be a decent heavyweight bout. Could go to get one of the two of them closer to getting in the mix of that title picture following the events of November, December, and then whenever the final heavyweight title bout is held next year. Amir Sadala, Ultimate Fighter 7 winner, back in action against Nick Catone. Should be good to see what Amir can do against someone that wasn't on the Ultimate Fighter 7. Kenny Florian against Joe Stevenson in what should be an absolute lightweight battle. That should be a really, really good fight. Florian, of course, probably should be fighting BJ Penn, but BJ, of course, is holding off to fight George St. Pierre. And then finally, the massive main event that is going to make this show one of, if not the top UFC pay-per-views in history, Randy Couture, Brock Lesnar, 5 rounds UFC heavyweight title. I've said plenty about it before, I don't need to add on to it anymore right now, I'm just excited for that fight. Finally, some UFC 94 action, Super Bowl weekend, speaking of the BJ Penn, George St. Pierre fight, they've got another fight announced for that now. Stephen Bonner returning to action for the first time since UFC 77, where he was victorious over Eric Schaefer. That's October of last year, so it's been a year now, and it's going to be over a year. But before he gets back into action, as he tore his LCL completely training in February for a fight with Matt Hamill at April's Fight Night 13. So, Stephen Bonner is getting back into action for that January 31st card, and he's taking on a man with one fight in the UFC, and it was one hell of an undercard fight at UFC 87 that I was live for. John Jones getting a shot at Stephen Bonner. That one could be a blast to watch. It really could. John Jones is an exciting fighter. Stephen Bonner, as we all know, is an exciting fighter. Very willing to go just toe-to-toe, duke it out with anyone. John Jones, very much there as well. So that adds a really good fight to that undercard for UFC 94. So exciting stuff to look forward to for next year, as well as what we got going so far the rest of the year. So just a massive amount of UFC action over the next 3-4 months, and that's just what's announced so far. As for UFC 95 and beyond, we'll get to that when we get to it and when we get some announcements on that, but we're gearing up for a big 2009 following a big 2008, so they're kind of hitting their stride right now in the UFC, and depending on what happens with Affliction and Elite XC here in the next 6 months, UFC is primed to have just an even more massive run than they've had, and it's going to be exciting to watch. So that's all I've got for you today. Thanks for listening in once again. This is Jamie Penick signing off.